Have you ever turned left when you travel internationally? If you have, you know that it is the direction of those luxury seats. Before we got into the points and miles game, that was only a dream of ours. Now it's the norm, and we're here to tell you about some of our favorite luxury flights we've taken. Welcome to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. We are three moms who've discovered how to leverage credit card welcome offers to get hundreds of thousands of dollars of travel expenses for nearly free. We've used credit card points and miles to take vacations to places like Hawaii, Paris, Greece, Maldives, Japan, and so much more. And the best part? We each still have 800 plus credit scores. Imagine being able to take the vacation of your dreams for nearly free. It's totally possible, and we're here to show you how. Hey, I'm Alex.
And I'm Pam, Alex's mom.
And I'm Jess. Let's talk points. So one of the most amazing things about this hobby of points and miles is the ability that it's given each of us to fly in business class and even first class. While every lie-flat seat is amazing, today we are talking about some of our absolute favorite premium flights. So first, none other than Pam is going to kick it off. She, by far, has the most experience in premium cabins of anyone on the Travel Mom Squad team. So she's going to kick it off with why she loves business and first class so much and what makes it special.
I think I have more experience just because I'm old. I am not willing to have those aches and pains in my back and my knees when I'm traveling internationally. So if I was younger, I'd probably do more economy and premium economy, but this is where I prefer to use my points and miles. So some of the things that you can expect when you're flying these luxury trips, obviously the most important thing are the lie-flat seats. And we all love those. It's great to be able to get a good night's sleep, especially if you're traveling on an overnight flight. You can arrive rested at your destination. It is just incredible. Another thing that you will find is you'll find a huge difference in the quality of food and beverages that you are served on the premium flights. I have had some meals that would rival a really good restaurant. Now, that doesn't mean every single business class or first class seat meal is amazing, because I've had some where I go, not so good, but they definitely are better than any type of main class meal. Definitely better for the beverages for any of you who love alcohol. You're talking about champagne. I don't drink alcohol, so I'm not the biggest expert on this.
We can't do the name dropping, but Jess could name drop some fancy alcohol that you can expect.
Fancy wines and champagnes. Name some that you've had.
I'm guessing that the water they serve in business and first is the same as they serve in economy. So y'all aren't really getting anything special there. I like champagne. I'm one of those people who can't really tell the difference between a really great champagne and a not. But I know when I flew Emirates first class, they had Dom Perignon, which is very expensive and a very bucket list champagne to experience on a flight. So I was very excited about that. But if you put 5 glasses of champagne in front of me and did a blind taste test, I probably couldn't choose that one out of the different ones.
But there's also really expensive wines, aren't there, too?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So that's really one of the nicest things. To be honest, there's sometimes I just want my sleep more than I want food. And there's times I get on a flight and I just skip it all just to get some sleep. Another thing that I used to absolutely love, especially at the beginning, were the amenity kits. I would get on the plane and be so excited to see what was in my amenity kit. And now sometimes I leave them on a flight because I've gotten a lot of them. But you're going to find in them, you're going to find some earplugs. I really like to use the eye mask so that you can get better sleep at night. A toothbrush and toothpaste, which is great because you don't have to worry about bringing that on board. Socks, And so just some, you know, usually some lotion, some lip gloss of some sort. So just some essentials that are nice that you don't have to worry about curing yourself. One of my favorite things to get on board is PJs. And I have a collection of PJs from different airlines I've been on. And so when I put them on at night, I go, oh, I remember this flight. That's so fun. And so, I mean, they're not, you know, some are more amazing than others, but I do like to get PJs. One of the most amazing parts about luxury flights is a service, because you've got a flight attendant that is taking care of way fewer people than in the main class. And so the level of service usually is just incredible. And so that's one of the things that is really nice about flying in a luxury flight. So we're going to, those are some of the things you can expect. And, oh, you can expect sometimes snacks and treats. Sometimes you'll get a shower in the sky, depending on what you're flying on. So it's just it's really fun. So we're going to, you know, start this off by talking about some of our first class redemptions. And Jess and Alex are going to hit it off by talking about the first class redemption that they've flown on. And I've also flown on, and we all love, and that's Emirates First Class.
Yeah. First, I want to just preface this by saying when I opened my very first travel rewards card in 2015, and I didn't fly business class until 2022, because I was always one of those people who was like, I'm not wasting all my points on business class. I'm going to save my points and get more flights. And it's not worth it for just such a short flight to, you know, pay extra points. I'll just sleep in my economy seat. And that worked great for me for 7 years. And now that I've done it, I'm like, man, it is worth it. And I have a really hard time not flying business class.
Well, it's so funny because you did. Your first one was Singapore Suites, right? I mean, just Singapore Business Class.
Singapore Business, yeah.
And you went from that to, like, I think you've flown more business class seats than I have. And I flew business class pretty early on in my points a mile journey. So it's, you're making up for all that lost time.
I am. And this is a warning to all of you out there who haven't flown business or first class yet. Once you do, it's hard to go back to regular economy. So I'm just putting that out there. But yes, so I've only flown one first class product. I think, Alex, it's the same for you.
Yeah.
So we have both flown Emirates First Class. That was a bucket list flight for both of us. And that is the one that famously has the shower in the sky. Emirates also has a bar and lounge on board, their A380. And so that's open to first and business class passengers. So that's really cool, a really fun experience. Even if you don't drink, I know Alex, you and Pam went to the lounge and they have cakes and snacks back there. You can get non-alcoholic drinks. And so it's still a super, super fun experience, even if you don't drink alcohol. We both flew the same route from Milan to JFK. We were not on the same flight. We flew the same route from Milan to JFK and we booked it different ways. I booked business class because on my flight, there were no first class seats available at booking. So my husband and I booked business class, and then we actually upgraded at the check-in counter at the Milan airport for 30,000 Emirates miles to first class. So that is one option. And then Alex, why don't you talk about how you did it?
Yeah, well, I think most people are going to have the most luck doing what you did, because it is really, really hard to find availability for first class seats. What I did is I checked Emirates like the whole year out and found a couple dates and literally booked this flight with no flight to Italy, no flight, like no hotel plans, nothing booked except a flight home from Milan to JFK. And if you've been listening, you know I don't live in JFK either. So there was a lot of pieces to fit together in this puzzle. So when I booked it, when I found availability, I paid 85,000 miles one way. And now you're looking at 102, which I think is still worth it for the amazing bucket list flight that you're going to get. Especially you can get those points with one sign up bonus. So I think it's very well worth the price.
All right, Pam, why don't you tell us about some of your favorite first class redemptions? You have more than one.
I do. But before we go on, I want to know what you guys thought was so special about Emirates First Class.
Everything. Caviar, shower, pajamas. The bathroom had heated floors, like heated floors on an airplane.
The service was so good. The food was really good. Like having a door that shut, and it was just it was pretty spacious.
Yeah, I really liked that it was on-demand dining. So whenever you felt like eating, you didn't have to eat at a certain time. Of course, I really liked that they had a little area for drinks, for sodas and waters. And then they had the best little treat basket, you know, of really good things like Jelly Bellies and popcorn.
Bears.
And you could order popcorn. You could order special snacks and treats anytime during the flight. It really is an incredible first class.
The fun thing about the popcorn is they bring it to you in like an authentic little popcorn bag with the little stripe. So it really feels like you're at the movie theater sitting there watching your show. So it's a really special experience. The other thing that's nice too is Emirates is a transfer partner of all four of the major banks. And so earning these points to fly like this isn't that hard when you can pull them from different banks.
Well, and I like the fact that it flies JFK to Milan or back, because it's such a good route. So if you're going to Europe, you can get over to Europe and then from Milan go wherever you're going to go on some cheap carrier, which is kind of, you know, what we do a lot.
Well, and what we did purposely is flew it from Milan to JFK so we could be awake. Because if you're going to do a JFK to Milan, it's a red eye. And I wanted to be able to experience it all and not sit there sleeping. So I would recommend, if you really want to live it up, to go during the day.
I agree. I think that's a really good point for any of our luxury travel, is that you're not going to get as much out of it when you're flying over because you're sleeping. So I really like it during the daytime hours because I like to really enjoy it and make the most out of it. Okay, so next up, my very first first class seat was on Cathay Pacific. This was actually a mistake fare that showed up. And it was Hong Kong to San Francisco. And I think I paid about $1,200 for a one-way flight. And that's incredible. I mean, at that moment in my life, I was just starting into credit card points and miles. And I saw this and I said, oh, should I do this? And I just kind of went ahead and paid for it, pulled the trigger and did it. And then I was like, oh my goodness, I spent so much money. I shouldn't have done this. But looking back, I'm like, okay, that's kind of the price of an economy class ticket sometimes. And so I'm really glad that I did it. It was a huge seat. I was one of six people. There were only six first class seats on the plane. The stewardess was so attentive. In fact, when I left, she said, oh, Mrs. Orridge, I feel like I didn't do anything for you. You know, you were just the easiest flyer I've had in a long time, you know? And she was just so cute. But the food was really good. And that was really a great experience. Another great thing that I've done is, and we've talked about that before, is Singapore Suites. Again, that was a time when I jumped on the deal and figured out where I was going later. And so I had no idea where I was going, but I saw a deal for 143,000 Singapore KrisFlyer miles from JFK to Frankfurt. And I thought, I'm not even going to think about it. This is a bucket list. I want to go on this so bad. I am just going to jump on it and then I'll decide where I'm going to go. And so I had done that. And then Alex came along on business class. And then we ended up going to Paris. But at the time that I booked this, no clue where I was going. I thought, oh, I might just go visit my daughter who lives in London. I'll figure this out later. The service, the food, huge apartment. The bathrooms were gigantic. They probably are the prettiest and most beautiful bathrooms on a plane I've ever been in. The first time I had caviar, it will always be a dream flight of mine. And, you know, it was a lot of point the miles, but that's okay. I was pointing some miles. And that's one of the great things about this hobby is that you can do things you normally wouldn't do. And then my most recent first class redemption was in Etihad Apartments, another trip that was completely around a flight. I had no idea where I was going to go when I did this, but I was able to book six flight on Air Canada from London to Abu Dhabi for $65,000. And we do talk about this flight on our podcast number 65. So you can learn more about that on that. But yeah, business first class redemptions are totally amazing. They are just a touch above the business, but they're not, I will still try to do them, but they're not so much more amazing than business that I would always be trying to do them. I prefer to, use less in points of miles, and business class is perfectly fine. I think for most people, they think, oh, I want to do first class. But for most airlines that travel around the world, there aren't a lot that even offer a lot of first class anymore. Primarily, a lot of the airlines many of them have just changed over to business being their highest level of service. And so we're going to get into some of our favorite business class redemptions now. And so, Alex, why don't you kick it off?
Okay. So if you've listened to other podcast episodes of ours, if you're a regular listener, this probably won't come as a huge shocker that my favorite business class I've ever flown was Qatar Q Suite. It's like in a class of its own. You have these doors that completely slide shut, so you have a lot of privacy. They have the on-demand dining. It's just very, very nice. It's a really pretty plane, a pretty setup. You get pajamas, so it's really great. But I booked it with my American Airlines miles for 70,000 miles, and that's one way. I flew it from Maldives to Dallas, so I went Maldives to Doha to Dallas. And then I continued on to Salt Lake. So it was all the way through. So 70,000 miles and such a steal. You could also book it with British Airways miles or Qatar miles for 85,000. That's going to be if you want to go all the way to Maldives. If you just want to go to Doha, it's like 70,000, I'm pretty sure. So that's a bucket list flight right there for sure. And then my first business class I ever flew was Turkish Airlines. I know all three of us have flown Turkish, and that was for sure a pinch me moment. Never thought I'd be flying like that. I went Chicago to Istanbul to Athens, and the food, some of the best food I've ever had on a plane was Turkish Airlines. They have their chef that walks down the aisle with his chef hat on. He has his little golden trolley. They have the little tea lights. They make up your bed for you, do a little turn down service. It far exceeded my expectations of what flying business class would be like. So I really, really loved that.
I think that Turkish has some of the best food on any of the airlines. I've always been really happy with the food that I get on Turkish Airlines. I don't think I've ever had anything that wasn't good. I've even traveled when it's been just like a 2-hour flight between a European city, and they give out a full meal and they are really good too. So yeah, I absolutely love both of those business class redemptions that you've chosen, Alex. Okay, let's go on to a couple others. What's really, I had to kind of think out of the box a little bit because Alex and Jess were talking about some of my favorite business class redemptions. So I had to think of a couple others that maybe aren't, that people don't fly as much or don't think about And one of the ones that I really am always happy to fly is United Polaris. I would say their business class before they went to the Polaris brand probably wasn't as good, but I really like United Polaris. I find the service is always excellent. The food can be hit or miss, I have to admit.
I agree with you. I think the food, I haven't been too impressed with the food, but I still really like it because of their seats and their bedding.
Okay, but the ice cream sundaes are lit. I will fly. I look forward to flying United Polaris purely for the ice cream sundae.
Yeah, the last time I flew it, the ice cream sundae wasn't back. So I need a redo so I can have the ice cream sundae.
Well, the last time that I flew it, they did have ice cream sundae, but it was just one choice. I liked it how they used to bring out, they bring the hot fudge and the caramel and the strawberries. And here they gave us all the same sundae. And I was like, what? I don't get to have
They didn't do that to me. When I flew from London to Chicago in October, I got ice cream, hot fudge, whipped cream, cherry, sprinkles, like all the things.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that they haven't done away.
Did they pick it for? Did you get a pick your topping?
Yeah, they had the little cart and they said, what toppings do you want?
Yes.
And they just gave me my little sundae.
Okay, so maybe it was just the flight that I flew on. I'm really glad to hear they haven't done away with that because that is one of my favorite things. I think their bedding is really good. I really like their bedding. And yeah, I really am happy with United Polaris business. And of course, there's another reason why we all like United Polaris business class flights. And that has nothing to do with the flight, but everything to do with where we get to go before the flight. So we get to go to a United Polaris business lounge. And what do we find there, girls?
Cookie skillet.
Cookie skillet.
Yes, we are all huge fans of the cookie skillet.
You sound like a teacher or like a coach. You're like, what are we buying there, girls? Pam's leading the squad. Go squad.
That's right. We love those warm chocolate chip cookies in the skillet with the scoop of vanilla ice cream. So that
is United going to sponsor our podcast because between the cookie skillet and the hot fudge sundaes. And I agree with you. They have Saks bedding and their bedding is the best bedding I have experienced on a plane.
Yeah, it really is.
Agreed.
Yeah. So we're big fans of United Polaris.
You know, and the other thing that's nice about United Polaris is sometimes, like in my experience, when I flew it last was, I think actually the only time I flown it was from San Francisco to Tahiti, and then I flew it back too. But for one of those flights, my flight there, I actually booked economy, and then the morning of when I went to check in, I paid to upgrade to Polaris business class. So that's an option too. We're actually flying United home from London this summer, and I am crossing my fingers and toes that when I go to check in, that the upgrade will be in the hundreds of dollars because right now it's $5,000 to upgrade, which is ridiculous. That's like the cost to just pay for it. So that's something to keep in your mind too, is if you do book economy, United is pretty, usually you can at least upgrade to economy plus. Sometimes if there's availability, you can pay to upgrade to Polaris. So I'm hoping that we'll at least be able to get economy plus or premium. What did they call their premium one? Premium
economy plus.
Economy.
Well, no, they have economy plus and then another.
Oh, yes. Premium economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's really nice too.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get those. Okay. What's your other one you loved, Mom?
Okay. Another business class flight that I flew, and actually, I could have been my very first business class flight. That was EVA Airlines, and that was over to Thailand and back. Going over, I did premium economy with a friend who had never traveled internationally. I was just really being a good friend by not flying business class, but I wanted her to feel comfortable. But going back, I thought, okay, she's got it. So now I can go ahead and go into business class. And the business class was so nice. They gave us some really nice pajamas. The food was good. The service was incredible. You can book it with Citi Thank You Points. And I had had some signups for a couple of those cards for my husband and myself. I think that transfer and trying to book with them is a little bit more complicated, but the airline is great. They even have a Hello Kitty plane. So Molly would
be all over that.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you're looking to go to Asia, check out EVA, especially if you've got, you know, try to get rid of some of those Citi Thank You Points. It was really an enjoyable flight and fun, one that I would absolutely do again. So Jess is going to hit a couple more of some of our favorite biz class flights. And then Jess, when you're through, I want to ask a couple questions of you guys that I just thought of.
Uh-oh, you're going off script, Pam.
Going off the grid.
Okay, so first is Singapore Airlines. My first business class flight ever was on Singapore Airlines, being based in Houston. This is the business class route I have flown the most because there is a Fifth Freedom flight from Houston to Manchester on Singapore Airlines. So that is my preferred way to get to the UK or really Europe at all. And even if I'm not going to, Manchester is rarely my final destination. So usually I will take that flight to get to the UK. We are flying that to go to Scotland soon. I'm flying that when I go to London in the summer with my mom. So just a route that I really love. Singapore is amazing. Like their business class service is amazing. The seats are amazing. Even Singapore economy is great. Alex and I, well, all three of us are going to get to experience Singapore Airlines premium economy very soon.
We're thrilled. No, I'm trying to hype myself up. It's just when, like Jess said, when you do business class and then you go back, it's a little rough. So send us your well wishes.
Really, I'm really concerned. I can't believe I agreed to do this. So I am flying business class on the way home. So I just have to get over there. And I am waitlisted on a business class flight going over, but I haven't heard a word. So I'm trying to really talk it up to myself that this old lady can do it.
And this is for our trip to Singapore. So I think this is a 15-hour flight?
Uh-huh. It's long.
It's a long flight. We can do it. We got it, squad. We can do it. Another one that I have flown and really enjoyed is, I know I talked about Emirates First Class earlier in the episode, but I've also flown Emirates Business Class. We flew business class from JFK to Milan on our way to Italy. And even the business class is amazing. Like I said, if you're on the A380, business class also gets access to that onboard lounge and bar area, which was really, really unique. And so we really enjoyed Emirates Business Class. Also, I'm flying that again. Hey, did y'all know I'm going to see Taylor Swift this summer in Europe?
Just like once. You're only going a couple of times, right?
So I'm flying that route again this summer when I go to Milan to see her. So, and yes, I did choose. Well, it's funny because when she announced her international dates, I specifically was like, I want to see her in Milan so that I can fly Emirates JFK to Milan.
Are you going to try to upgrade to first again?
I don't think so because like you said, it's the overnight flight.
So you're not, what are you flying home?
Emirates Economy.
Oh.
But I might try to upgrade.
You went from flying Emirates first to Emirates Economy. That's not going to be painful at all after being like that exact same route.
They didn't have business. Well, they had business class availability, but it was like the not cheaper one. It was like, it was going to be 146,000 miles to fly business class. And I was like, I'm not paying that to fly business class. So I booked Economy and I'm going to try and upgrade to business at check-in for the 30,000.
And also that's the nice thing about it being a daytime flight though too, is it's not like you're trying to sleep and you're miserable because you can't fall asleep.
And it's not even, Milan to JFK isn't even that long of a flight. And so I'm like, whatever, I can do economy daytime flight. I'm going to be on cloud nine after seeing Taylor. So I'm just going to be like, whatever, it's fine.
Just sing our songs coming home.
All right, Pam, what are these curveball questions you're throwing at us?
Okay. First question is, what should a person expect to pay for business class seats? What do you think is a reasonable redemption that you're willing to pay?
I am personally willing to pay maybe between 75 and 100,000 miles per person one way.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I'll gladly pay less. I mean, like, I got one this summer on Condor Airlines booked through Alaska for 55. That is rare. You don't typically find them that low. But yeah, I mean, when it starts to get up to 100,000, I start being like, eek, I don't know if I want to like spend this much, but I'll gladly pay less than that.
And then my husband and I both paid 143K to go on Singapore business class because there was no saver availability. That's probably the highest I've ever paid, but I had the miles. It worked out for us. I wanted to fly Singapore. And so sometimes it's like, yeah, this isn't the best redemption, but it works for me. And I took my own advice and you do you, I did me. So sometimes we don't, you know, always wait for the absolute best redemption.
I think, too, it depends on where you're going. For myself, I'm thinking, you know, I typically fly business class to Europe. And so I would say 143 would be a lot for flying to Europe. But if I'm flying all the way to Asia, it's still a lot of points, but I'm not going to Asia all that often. So I'm willing to splurge for a really nice flight if I'm going to be in the air for a really long time. For example, if I'm going to Maldives, I'm fine paying more money because it's not like I'm going to Maldives, you know, every year. I'm going there maybe a couple times in my life. So I think that's something to take into consideration too, is this a bucket list trip? If it's a bucket list trip, I'm happy to pay more to have that just whole experience be, you know, a step above than just a regular trip.
Yeah, I think that's why I was willing to pay that, is because we were going to the Maldives and it just worked. So, okay, quickly, what's your favorite business class seat? Who has the best, most comfortable seat?
Polaris has the most comfortable bedding. I think they got really good sleep on that one.
I got the best sleep of any business class flight I've taken on the Turkish business class, the old one.
Mm-hmm.
The older product,
yes,
where it's a 2-3-2 configuration and there's no divider or anything. So if you're traveling solo, it's probably a little awkward because there's not very much privacy. But I have a hard time sleeping sometimes when you feel like claustrophobic and it's really closed in. So I think I slept for 7 hours straight on that Turkish Airlines business class flight, because it was just, I was in my lie flat seat. There was no obstruction around me. It was just open air. And so I slept really, really well on that one.
No, I agree with you. It's like sometimes with those angled seats, your feet are in these footwells that don't have a ton of room. And so you can't move around as much. But on those older planes where you're just straight, you can stretch out a little bit more. And I'm with you. I don't like them for their lack of privacy, but I like them because I feel like I can move my legs more.
Yeah, that was actually, you know, exactly what I thought too. Okay, what luxury flight has had the best food?
Turkish.
I would say Turkish. I also really liked some filet beef on Singapore that was really good too.
Okay, yeah, I think Turkish is excellent. I think Emirates is excellent.
I got a question too. Which flight have you not done that is high on your bucket list? I'll go first while you're thinking, because I already have mine. I've been thinking about this. Mine would be the Emirates Game Changer. So it's first class, but it's like on a different plane. And I've just seen other people's videos of it on like TikTok and Instagram. And like even the middle seat, they put a window, like a fake window that shows you what it would look like if there was a window. You have like your own air conditioner and heater in there.
And there's like lights on the ceiling that twinkle that look like stars. I need to fly the Game Changer.
And yeah. I didn't even know about it.
You got to get on, spend a little more time on Instagram and TikTok then, Pam.
I guess that's no problem. Yeah. So I'd say for me, I'd like to do Japan Airlines first class because I hear amazing things about that. So I'd like to do that.
I'd also like to do ANA the room.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to do. That would be good. Okay. Last question.
Yeah.
What airline has had the best service in luxury class? I mean, they're all pretty good when you get there.
I'm going to say Emirates.
Yeah, that was
first
pretty good.
Or business class, or just both were great.
I mean, first class, like hands down, Emirates first. The service was ridiculously good. For business class, my recent flight to Tokyo from Chicago on Japan Airlines was pretty amazing, but we were 3 of 5 people in business class. And so there weren't many other people to attend to. So that could have accounted for it. But the service on Japan Airlines was amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to say my Emirates first class flight. The flight attendant was so sweet, so cute. And yeah, she was really, really great. Very personable.
I will say Singapore business class, I feel like those gorgeous flight attendants, male and female, are amazing. I felt like on our last flight that if I cleared my throat, someone was going to be there to see what I needed. It was like incredible. I think their level of service is phenomenal. So, yeah.
Well, it's safe to say that we're all major fans of those lie flat seats, the service, the food, and the ability to arrive well rested at our destinations make us fans for life. While we'd never pay thousands of dollars to fly like this in real life, we will forever use our credit card points and miles to turn left on those international planes. Want to learn to travel like this for pennies on the dollar? Check out our brand new webinar, How to Get Your Next Vacation for Nearly Free. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Thanks so much for listening to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button from wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Want to start jet setting even faster? Follow the links in the show notes to learn about everything we discussed in today's episode. And to stay connected and follow along, follow us on Instagram at Travel Mom Squad. We can't wait to see where in the world Points and Miles take you.